to try at gun control. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
I'm going to try to get rid of assault weapons.
President Biden reacting to two mass shootings in the last week, telling reporters Thursday he will again ask Congress to ban semi-automatic weapons, saying allowing their sale is sick. Time is short. Democrats lose their House majority January 3rd. The president also spoke about the potential for a national rail strike next month.
With a looming railroad strike, something the White House said it helped avert back in September, Biden says he is not rolling up his sleeves this time.
My team has been in touch with all the parties in the rooms with the parties, and I have not directly engaged yet because they're still talking.
Biden's statement at odds with what his own press secretary said just 2 days ago.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, a rail strike could cost the U.S. economy as much as $2 billion a day. Four of the 12 railway unions have rejected a tentative agreement that was reached in September. Retailers are hoping to make bank this weekend. The National Retail Federation expecting an additional 8 million holiday weekend shoppers this year. But there are fewer choices for the early bird shoppers tonight.
Target announced last year it will never open on Thanksgiving again, and they are sticking to that today among a list of retail giants that are giving employees the day off. Rival Walmart also keeping doors closed today, as well as Home Depot, Best Buy, Macy's, and even some grocery chains like Trader Joe's, Publix, and Costco.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, a columnist who had accused former President Trump of raping her in a department store dressing room decades ago, has now filed an upgraded lawsuit against him under a new state law in New York that lengthens the amount of time that sex assault victims have to sue their alleged attackers. She'd previously been banned from suing because too much time had passed. Mr. Trump calls her claims a hoax. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Residents in Ukraine's capital city say the attacks on their power and water supplies will not diminish their resolve against the Russian invasion.
Kyiv and Ukraine struggled to recover from the latest round of Russian missile attacks. Most of the power and water was knocked out. Emergency teams worked through the night and day to try to bring them back. Residents had to get water from public supplies and charge phones at central hubs. While the power grid was mostly targeted, the death toll is growing. Six now thought to be killed, 30 injured in a hit at a residential area in northern Kyiv Wednesday. And today marks 9 months since Russian tanks first rolled into Ukraine. The Pentagon says 100,000 Ukrainian troops have so far been killed or injured, the same on the Russian side. 40,000 Ukrainian civilian casualties. Now word another 15,000 Ukrainians could be missing. In Kyiv, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
The U.S. is sending another $400 million in military hardware to Ukraine. Condemnation and investigation, the two outcomes of an emergency session of the United Nations Human Rights Council on the unrest in Iran.
Iran called it disgraceful and appalling, but 25 nations backed a plan to set up a fact-finding mission to investigate alleged abuses. Six countries, including China, opposed the move. The hearing heard how more than 14,000 people have been arrested since protests began in September, over 300 killed, including 40 children. Demonstrators are calling for more freedom and less stringent religious rule. It's after a woman died in the custody of morality police who'd objected to how she dressed. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Thanksgiving Day and night football. The Buffalo Bills beating the Detroit Lions 28-25. Dallas Cowboys topping the New York Giants 28-20. History at the World Cup in Qatar. Cristiano Ronaldo becoming the first male player to score in five different World Cup tournaments as Portugal beats Ghana 3-2. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.